This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Pueblo Police Department is changing how it responds to calls for service based on information given at the time a report is made. The department says some less urgent calls will be sent to an online reporting system. Others, like a burglary in progress, may get an immediate response, but a community officer may be assigned if there is no threat and the suspect is gone. Meanwhile, the department has 19 new officers in training. This comes as Pueblo Mayor Heather Graham recently made an order shortening the window for hiring officers. The pilot of a small plane apparently radioed in distress minutes before crash landing in a residential neighborhood in Arvada today. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
A single-engine plane was headed out of Centennial Airport when it apparently had engine problems. Recordings from air traffic control indicated there were four people aboard when a warning light came on and the plane lost power shortly after. One witness said the Beechcraft plane was descending without engine power, apparently trying to land on Oberon Road, but it burst into flames after hitting the ground and skidded down the road before stopping in someone's front yard. Four people, including two under the age of 18, were hospitalized, and police said that at least some had life-threatening injuries. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Denver man was sentenced to 448 years in prison yesterday after he was convicted for human trafficking crimes. Robert Hawkins was found guilty on 18 criminal counts, including five involving human trafficking. The Denver District Attorney's Office says the 44-year-old exploited four women, two female minors, and one adult male. This is CPR News, NKRCC.